Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Riggins, I could have sworn that no more than 30 seconds ago, Lindsay wasn't wearing a stitch of makeup. Now look at her.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, look at her.
I was wearing it. I just wasn't wearing lipstick. When y'all were talking,
Lindsay's on another luxurious, all expenses paid vacation. Mm-hmm. You know, Jody used to love that whenever I would describe our vacations or whenever she would go somewhere with just the kids or with her friends. I would always say, Jody's on another all expenses paid vacation.
Yeah,
because I'm the one paying all the expenses. She didn't like that, so
she didn't care for that as much.
No,
yeah,
it's funny though.
It's not the expenses I would like to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
Since this is his work trip, if you know what I mean.
He says everything's a work trip. He's at a golf tournament in Hilton Head. It's a work trip, babe. Yeah. Babe, it's a work trip.
It is, and I know because I would have stayed somewhere totally different. If you know what I mean.
Oh, really? So,
yeah. I mean, his work doesn't cover the luxury side of things.
Does he work for Phil Mickelson or something?
Yeah, because every work event is around golf of some sort, is it?
Yeah.
Golf.
That's all he does.
Mm-hmm.
Golf and eat. That's all he does.
And so
you have the best job.
You're dragging on the connection, and it sounds like you're drunk. Yeah, it's you're talking and nothing.
I am.
Yeah, it's a delay. Like we see your lips move on the camera, and then about 10 seconds later is when the words hit us. So
the
connection may not be there. So great at this luxurious resort
on the golf course.
Yeah.
Who knew the Wi-Fi is a little spotty on hole number 17.
Yeah, yeah. The public course.
Nope. Yeah. I think mine's good.
Yeah, I can see her just fine.
Okay. Well, can you see her just fine, Regan? She's dragging on mine.
Yeah. Just for a second. Maybe she was a little lagging, but.
Well, I mean, not normal Lindsay lagging.
We're
like,
good now.
Like having to slowly explain things to her. Not like that.
She's technologically lagging.
Slowly.
So you ever notice, though, whenever there's a problem or Rob thinks there's a problem in the studio while he's at the remote location running things, he always seems to be kind of put out with us, Riggins, like it's our fault or even though we're telling him what we're seeing, he doesn't believe us. Like. Mm. He said our main computer in here that he connects with every morning remotely wasn't online. And Riggins said, I'm looking at it. It's online. I said, go to a website. See if it works. He did. Yeah, we're online. He got frustrated because he actually did what I said, which was dumb. It looks like you can tell it's online or not without having to punch up a website. And Rob was like, huh, are you sure?
I didn't have an answer, to be honest.
I'm not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yesterday was the big go to the DMV day for me. I've tried not to make a big deal out of it, you know.
Yeah.
I've tried not to be overly dramatic or anything about it or talk about it, you know, more than 5 days in a row.
Yeah,
you know?
Saga.
But there is an update because I went to the DMV yesterday with the lunch packed, planning on being there all day. So what happened? We'll find out next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico Socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico Socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico Socks order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so I've had a nightmare going on in my life. I mean, you think you got problems? I have problems because I have to fly in about 3 weeks or so, and I don't have that real ID that you got to have because the government's mandating they even keep more tabs on you than they already do. So you can't fly without it, without that real ID. So no DMVs have any appointments available in this area or anything. So I asked John and Joan Q listener, anybody got any tips of where I could go that would have a faster service or, you know, whatever. No special, not trying to skirt the rule. I made that so crystal clear. I'm not trying to skirt the rules. I'm not trying to get special treatment. Just anybody with any tips of where I could go that might make it a faster procedure. So several people said Taylorsville, North Carolina. Okay, well, Taylorsville, North Carolina is a small town. It's about 45 minutes from where we sit.
Yeah.
No big deal. Yesterday was the day. As soon as we got through doing the show, I had lunch packed. I had snacks. I had, was prepared to stay the whole day if necessary. I got even another shirt in case the temperature inside wasn't comfortable. I could change into a different shirt. Okay.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So I got there and I walked in and they said, "Do you have an appointment?" And I said, "No, I don't." And they said, "Okay, well, we're not seeing walk-ins. Walk-ins start, and the time they said would have been about 2.5 hours from then."
Oh.
So before I was even able to see anybody was going to be 2.5 hours. So I sat in the waiting room there. I didn't leave.
Yeah.
You know, because where am I going to go?
Right.
And instead of going out to my truck and sitting out there and then coming back in 2 hours or whatnot, sure, I just sat there. And probably an hour from that time, the appointments were all seen and they had a few minutes of downtime. And she said, "You can come on back." So the whole thing, walking out of there with my real ID and all, took about an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. But I didn't get to eat my lunch. Yeah, I was planning on camping out up in there. And yeah, then when I sat down, I really started to panic because the big sign on the wall said no food or drinks. So okay. I'm like, I'm going to have to go outside to eat my sandwich and then I'm going to lose my spot in line.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, my sugar gets low.
Oh, sure. My sugars.
Yeah.
Wow. An hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. And they were amazing. So nice. They were very nice too on top of it.
That's why we got all those recommendations. Well, mm-hmm. This is going to be all blown now because people going there expecting a quick experience mm-hmm. might not get it like you did.
Yeah. And they didn't even recognize me.
Really?
So it wasn't like they said, "Hey, come on, we'll get you in now before other appointments show up." It was just, they were just being nice.
Wow.
Which, I mean, was kind of alarming that they didn't know who I was on site. I mean,
yeah.
I wonder if they're okay.
Is this,
you know,
Taylorsville, Wisconsin?
If they've been held captive by someone during the day and not allowed to watch TV or go on the internets or anything, listen to the radio. But anyway, that's the end of that. Glad I didn't make a big deal out of it. For 5 days.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Starbucks is trending today. They've introduced a new uniform policy. They wear those iconic green aprons, and now the company will require its employees to wear simple colors. Any solid black short or long sleeve crew neck, collared or button-up shirt with khakis, blue or black denim bottoms, starting on May 12th.
Do you have the quote from Starbucks?
No.
Okay, let me find that real quick because it is stupid.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's the reason why they've done this. Well, they will have to wear solid black tops to, quote, allow the iconic green apron to shine and create a sense of familiarity for our customers.
Yeah,
allow the green apron to shine.
It's iconic. Yeah, they kept using that word. They want to make Starbucks feel like your local coffee shop. So they're doing all these little things to make them seem not so corporate, not so, you know, global and more just local community.
Right. Well, then start hiring some people named Eunice if you want the local coffee shop feel. Get Miss Eunice in there, Miss Rita.
Yeah.
You know, all of them.
Sure.
Make it feel. Call you, baby. What you having this morning, baby?
Yeah. They should all be 80 years old.
You want a latte? How you want that? Half fat, low fat, no fat, full fat.
All they'd have is sugar and equal.
Yeah.
That might be it.
Maybe a sweet and low left over from the, you know, them communists that were here before.
Right. It'd be a lot different, I think. That's funny. So Starbucks trending this morning. Florida is trending this morning along with Facebook Marketplace. A woman was just arrested for selling something you can't sell on Facebook Marketplace. You want to take a guess at what she was selling?
Children.
Close. Human bones.
Oh.
Human bones. She runs some sort of place called like the Wicked Kingdom or something like that. Hmm. It's like a curio shop of antiques and weird treasures.
Yeah.
She was selling parts of human skulls, pelvic bones, and she said to the cops that she just didn't know it was illegal to do that.
And I don't think people should be jumping to conclusions to say that this woman is a weirdo.
Yeah, right. Give her the benefit
of the
doubt.
There's no evidence, you know, that points to the fact that she would be any weirder than any other person.
Yeah.
Selling bones and witchcraft and things like that.
The place is called Wicked Wonderland, and somebody sent in a tip to the cops because she had posted it on Facebook. Like, literally did not know that you couldn't sell human bones. Now, I don't even know. I don't even care if you sell human bones. Why should we care if you got them legally?
I don't know. But, you know, I came up with this philosophy a long time ago. Ignorance is no excuse for the law.
That's right. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
So she's awaiting, you know, her next trial date soon. Today's National Banana Day. It's always the third Wednesday in April. So.
Oh, that's right. It is, isn't it?
National Banana Day. Third Wednesday in April, yeah. Don't care about bananas that much.
I do. I love bananas.
They're okay. Not in my top five fruits, but I don't have time to get into that.
Yeah.
Luckily. But today is National Banana Day.
And you know what? One of my pet peeves is, I mean, as long as it's Banana Day, when people go on the internet and say, I'm going to show you my grandma's homemade banana pudding. And the first thing you do is start with two boxes of instant banana pudding. Well, it's not homemade if it's instant banana pudding. Get out of here.
You're not for banana pudding in the packet when you make it?
Yeah, but if you call it homemade, you need to start milk, sugar, all that, and stir it till it becomes a custard.
Oh.
If it's instant, it's instant.
Now you know.
Mm-hmm.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
What do I have in common with actress Uma Thurman? I'm going to tell you in just a second.
I thought of you when I saw that.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is totally me. But the show is sponsored by R. Gregory Jewelers. With Mother's Day right around the corner, graduation's coming up, diamonds, girl's best friend. Head over to downtown Statesville, R. Gregory Jewelers. They care about their customers. These people love diamonds. I mean, they travel to find perfect diamonds. It's crazy.
And they troll us on social media. Have you noticed that?
They troll us?
Yeah. Jody and I, one of those things got posted of the two of us quarreling over something on our podcast. And then when we were talking about Kyle inviting people over for a dinner party without telling Lindsay, you know, yeah. They go on there and go, we got something that could fix that.
Yeah.
Or whatever they say. We got something to put them back in your good graces.
Yeah. Exactly. I bet a lot of guys do that. It's like, I'm heading over to R. Gregory Jewelers to fix things up. What did you say?
Make sure Kyle sees all those posts.
Yeah, right. I'm sure. I don't doubt it. So there's this crazy story out. Uma Thurman, actress. She was in Kill Bill. It was my favorite movies, Quentin Tarantino movies. But she's been an actress for a long time. She's in this new 4-part PBS docuseries called The Future of Nature. And I guess if you're thinking about who can we talk to in Hollywood about nature, they think Uma Thurman.
Yeah, well,
interesting. I didn't know that.
She was raised a hippie.
Is that right? Well, yeah. That may become more obvious as the story goes on. But as she's talking about how her kids care about nature, and she said, you know, I walk by this creek all the time, and now there's salmon coming back. I just love being in nature. And one thing about me, I do wash my Ziploc bags and reuse them. And I know people think that's gross. And I've even given homemade treats to other people in rewashed bags, and they look at me kind of oddly, but I assure them that it's fine. Now, I do draw the line. If I marinate chicken in a bag, I'll toss it. That's where I cross the line, or where it crosses the line. But yeah, I'll rewash Ziploc bags. And I thought, I do the same thing.
Yeah, you do?
I do it all the time.
How many times is okay to rewash?
Until they're leaking. I've washed a bag probably 10 times.
So gross.
That's wow.
I don't think it's any different than washing a plastic container, like those little, what are they called? They're not Tupperware. We call them Tupperware as a generic term, but the little thin ones with the red lids you get at Walmart.
Like Gladware.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's much difference. Both
it's
plastic.
It's plastic, and I'm washing it out with warm water and Dawn dish soap. You think it's gross?
I don't think it's a problem if you reuse it. If you give people treats in rewash, I don't like.
That is kind of, I agree with you on that point. To give it to somebody, it makes it a little bit different, especially if it's like a dessert or something. And you know, meat might have been in there. That's weird.
Right. Yeah. And far be it for me to be agreeing with a just lost soul environmentalist who thinks that whatever she's doing is helping save the planet or whatnot. But if you had a sandwich in it and then you just wash it out and the next time you use it, you're putting Rice Krispie treats in there for a kid next door. Who cares?
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, you got to figure Uma Thurman's dirty anyway.
Yeah.
I immediately assume that she's dirty.
You do?
Yeah. She looks dirty.
Oh, I think she's so pretty.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You like them plain and dirty, don't you?
Kill Bill, she's so hot. But she said the younger generation feels really scared by climate change and the threat that it presents to the future of the planet.
Less and less of that, thank God.
Yeah, I don't. I'm terrified. Yeah.
Younger people are getting smarter.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible impossible to do all the research yourself. But now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Somebody always has a problem with me. I'm always getting people who are disgruntled about this or quote unquote just saying about that. You know, it's, well, I'm just saying. So now people are coming at me mad because I'm not giving enough details about the thing for ACE that we're doing. What about tickets? When are you getting tickets? And what about this? And what about that? And, you know, what is it?
Yeah.
Basically, what we've done so far is just send out a save the date, June 14th. Saturday, June 14th. That's all the details nailed down that we have, pretty much. And I'm trying to help people and say, hey, I want you to go get, you know, subscribe to TJ Riggins Prime and Prime Plus, because that's where, when we do have all the details, they're going to go there first. So I want everybody, as many people as possible, to have a chance to be able to get the tickets when we say the tickets are available. And all the rest of the details. So it's June 14th and it is going to be a big fundraiser for our charity, Peyton's Promise. And everybody knows why, because ACE would have wanted it that way. And ACE would have also wanted you to stop hassling me about it.
That is true.
And yelling at me. I get a tone. I get your tones on these messages.
Yeah.
And you know what? Sending my wife messages isn't going to help either.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people saying, well, we need the details. So then I get home and Jody's like, everybody's wanting to know about tickets. What are we getting kind of tickets? I said, I've been in this business for about 77 years.
Yeah.
And people who listen to the show know that we're honest. I guess I shouldn't have said anything yet. Just wait until we had all the details ready and then just said, boom, here you go. Run, get the tickets. Mm-hmm. And then everybody would go, well, it's not fair that all the subscribers got tickets before we had a chance. Oh, I can't make anybody happy, Riggins. When you can't make anybody happy, you don't make nobody happy.
Yeah. You make God happy. You're doing the right thing.
I don't know. I think he might be right put out with me as well. Maybe. The Jesus gets put out with me. I know he does.
Maybe. But I mean, you've said everything you can say right now.
I know. That's not enough for people though.
Yeah. I think they're just excited.
Well, I think it's because we've spent our entire careers not putting up the normal walls that, you know, radio people and their audience have between them. You know, we're always like, we're one of you. We tell you everything. So when there comes a time when they think that we have more information than we do and we're not telling, then they get all entitled.
Yeah.
You know, and lash out. I can't take the lashing right now. I'm going through a difficult time.
All right.
I just spent 2 hours in DMV hell yesterday.
It's true.
I don't need it.
Yeah. But asking your wife about it, that just adds another layer of just like stress. When are we going to do that tickets? I will tell you.
She knows, you know. She knows the deal. I don't know why she doesn't just tell him. It's like,
yeah.
She's looking at me like, y'all need to do something else. Because people aren't happy.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
People aren't happy.
Yeah, whatever. So we got more coming up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
You know what comfort food is for me when I get anxious and upset like I am now at these listeners lashing out at me, Riggins? A fish sandwich. You know, I love a fish sandwich.
So good. Mm,
I could eat a fish sandwich any time of day.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Love a fish sandwich. Mm.
Lindsay, could you eat a fish sandwich for breakfast?
Yes, I could.
Okay.
Atta girl.
Love it.
Well, why don't you Uber Eats us a fish sandwich this morning?
Yeah.
You got your husband's credit card.
Heck yeah.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
I hate to do this on the show here, but it may be the only way to do it. Your volume is really low.
Okay.
I know Rob tells you to back away from the camera all the time because he thinks you're ugly, but you need to be closer to the microphone or turn your output thing up a little bit.
I think I just need to hold. I need to hold the mic. Okay. I was trying to set it up, but.
Yeah, and it, has that never bothered you that
little guy.
That Rob is always telling you to back away from the camera? And that would give me a duplex.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
No.
Okay, well, I bet it will now.
It looks rough this early in the morning. I get it.
All right, there's this grandmother, a young grandmother, she's 55, in Indonesia, as I call it, Indoplesia. That's where I live, Indoplesia, and I'm the king. This is a tragic story though. She was out, in her garden on all of her land, and this land's been in her family for years and years. And it's not like going out in your American garden where, you know, you are, waving at your neighbors when they come outside and all that. This is the wild. And, she didn't come back and they went looking for her and they found her basket on the ground and abandoned, and she would never go anywhere on that land without her basket when she was in the garden. And they looked around some more and they found a 23 foot python with the grandmother's entire upper body inside its mouth, trying to swallow the whole person. And of course they didn't make it in time.
She was deceased.
Yeah. It's not really something that you want to, I mean, I know anytime you were to walk in and somebody you love, you find them having been passed. It's tough. It's rough. It has to be. I can only imagine. But to walk up on your mom and she's inside of a snake, been eaten by a snake, that's got to stay with you for a while.
Yeah. You don't forget that.
No.
Mm-mm. That visual. Where's grandma? Oh.
Now, it's a little different. Back in Louisiana, my mama used to stick her head inside alligators' mouths all the time, but it was just a trick for the town folk.
Sure.
You know?
And she had done it plenty of times. She was very safe with it.
And she knew them gators since they were, you know, first hatched.
Yeah. They're like dogs.
But, man, it's sad.
It is, yeah. That's crazy. Crazy. Yeah.
So next time you start complaining about wanting to move somewhere else other than U.S. America, then really test, your courage and go somewhere like Indoplesia, and then see how fast you run to the airport coming home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Kind of disturbing news. Autism is trending this morning because the CDC announced that 1 in 31 kids have autism or diagnosed on the autism spectrum as compared to like 1 in 100 in 2000. So they're not calling it a epidemic yet, but I know the federal government announced yesterday that they're going to spend billions of dollars to try to find out the cause of autism before the end of the year. I don't know what's going on, but those are worrying numbers.
And you know what's so sad to me, Brother Riggins, is the medical industry and the mental health profession and all that has been lying to us so much lately and doing things in conjunction with the pharmaceutical companies and all of that stuff. This is the negative aspects of that, because you hear something like this and then I'm automatically skeptical.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they've been lying for so long about everything from ADHD to, you know, COVID. Mm-hmm. So who do we trust now? And that's the thing. That's the sad part about it.
Who do you trust?
Mm-hmm.
You can trust us.
Yeah, we're on your side. Oh, wait, that's already somebody's slug line from our local news.
Yeah, and they say it just like that. So you, yeah. But we are on your side.
Well, it depends. I'm not on everybody's side.
You're on, yeah, hardly anybody's side.
Like nobody's.
In much lighter and stupider news, Katy Perry still trending today because the backlash just continues. Yeah. Against Gayle King and Katy Perry for going up into space earlier this week, and they're getting roasted. And, you know, it's fun. I think it's fun. I've had a good laugh at their expense, but don't be cruel to them. They got an opportunity to go into space, and they took it.
I think it's the way that everything has been reported as being historic, and Katy Perry saying things like, you know, we're putting the in astronaut.
That's kind of funny. I mean, come on.
I mean, you know, it's not Neil Armstrong, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But even big brands are weighing in and making fun of them. And so Gayle King, I know, has expressed some disappointment in the coverage of the story. But, you know, you're a celebrity. That's I guess that's what you sign up for. But people are being mean.
Yeah. I mean, it was basically a tour. You took a tour. You know, and it may have taken some of the historic seriousness out of it. The fact that Katy Perry immediately started promoting her tour and album and all of that stuff. And, you know.
Yeah.
I just wonder what other, like, true women astronauts think of all of that history. This is historic. The first all-female crew and treating those women like they're astronauts.
Yeah, I think they're going to be upset. I know Neil Armstrong was never in favor of civilian space travel.
Yeah, he was a grouch though, all the way around.
I think
he didn't. I don't think he, you know, made friends and influenced people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, Dale Carnegie.
So yeah, and then today's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. So Lindsay celebrating early. Love that for you.
Celebrating. Yeah, thank you.
I guess it depends on where you work. If that's appropriate or not, you'll have to make that judgment call yourself, I think. So why'd you pull the car over? That's the question next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ's got a sour... Every time we come back, he's just going like that. A little grimace on his face. Grimace. Was your dad... When you traveled with your family, did your dad pull over the car if you guys were acting out or anything like that?
No.
Did he do that?
He would reach back and start trying to hit us. But mainly my brother. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't doing anything crazy. My brother was usually the rambunctious one.
Yeah. My dad was definitely a reach through the middle of the car seats and try to take a swing at you and hit you on the leg if you're acting up. But he did pull over the car one time. And I think I was probably 7 or 8 years old. We were driving to Florida and me and my brother, middle brother, were bickering about something, arguing. And I said, well, he's being a transvestite. I didn't know what that meant. I had just heard the word. And my dad pulled the car over and dragged me out of the minivan, the champagne-colored minivan, and, gave me a stern talking to and I'm sure grabbed me by the back of the neck and threw me back in the van. But that was the only time he ever pulled over the car.
Yeah, and my dad would not have pulled over the car and not whooped somebody.
Yeah.
Like if it's that serious and he's got to pull over the car, he was going to whip somebody.
Yeah.
Even if it was another like a person that got out to take a picture of a scenic view or something, he's whooping somebody.
He's whooping them too.
Yeah.
Lindsay, did your parents ever pull over the car for anything?
All the time to have let me throw up.
Oh, I didn't think about that. You'd get car sick easily.
All the time. My dad's family. My dad grew up in Chattanooga, so all his family was there. We'd go 5 times a year. There I am throwing up on the side of the road.
My gosh.
Yeah. So I couldn't handle those mountains. No.
Don't you remember when we all went to the mountains for that working show brainstorming retreat, Riggins?
Yeah.
And we had to go at bicycle speed up to the cabin every time we'd go to the bottom and come back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was such a baby about it.
Yeah. And it's worse now after I've had kids.
And when we were in L.A., remember when we were doing the American Idol finale thing? and you and Ace and I had to pile into the back seat, sitting on top of each other and everything, so Lindsay could have the front seat.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Me, you, and Ace in the back seat of a taxi in Hollywood. That is gross. So yeah. Lindsay could have the front seat. Yeah. See the things we do for you, Lindsay? I don't ever want to hear any guff from you. We bend over backwards for you.
Never.
at TJ Riggins Show on social media, why did you pull the car over? A lot of crazy stories. Samantha said my youngest child was choking on a gummy worm. I had to pull over and stick my fingers down her throat and pull it out. Scariest thing ever. That would be scary. Your kid's choking and you're on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I've had that happen. That my dad pulled over to because I was choking on a lifesaver.
Yeah. You choke a lot, Rob.
He does choke a lot. Did he have to give you the Heimlich or what did he do?
Yeah. Yeah. I was real young. I had to beat my back a lot.
Yeah. How many times has the Heimlich been put on you, Rob, as a wrestling wrestling hold?
More than a handful.
That's probably how you got this scoliosis or whatever you got. The what is that called?
Sciatica.
Because everybody's beating on your back. It's like a 5-year-old all the time. You're choking. Deformed you.
Man.
Holy cow.
He may have a petite esophagus.
And maybe that's what it is. We need to look into widening that at the doctor's office officially, of course.
Yeah, they can do it.
Can they really?
They stretch esophagi. Yeah.
We need to look into that for Techie Rob. I would I would be willing to spend some of our charity money on that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Riggins was talking about why you would have to pull over the car, why you had to pull over, whatever the case may be, to whoop a kid or because somebody was choking or whatnot. I have a friend back home. She lived in my hometown at the time. She has since moved, but her name's Vivian. And Vivian had, she was a single mom of two children, and she was a teacher. She was a teacher with my mom, but she was younger. So that's how we, you know, started hanging out, being friends. I was an adult by this time.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's driving and she's very, very, let's say, boisterous, energetic personality. She's Cajun. And so just wide open all the time. And while she was driving to work, to school, a spider, a big spider went from the roof of her car on a one string web and then just stopped right in front of her while she was driving, and she is terrified of spiders. A snake in the car would have been less stressful for her. She freaked out and started screaming and just wailing and trying to get the car pulled over. But while she was trying to pull over, she clipped the bumper of the car in front of her and kind of spun around and I think ended up hitting the guardrail and a ditch on the other side.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You could have died. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
For a little spider.
Right. And then and then we start calling her Little Miss Muffet after that.
You're not kidding. Holy.
Along came a spider, sat down beside her. Yeah. I ain't lying, man.
Yeah, one woman on our Facebook page said the same thing. Spider hanging 2 inches from my face came down from the visor. And just, she said, I ran into a field, like in her car, like drove the car into a field and then stopped.
All right. Would you rather be driving along and see a spider in the car with you, a snake, or a rat?
Ooh, I would not want to have
rather
a rat.
See a spider.
You'd rather see a spider than any of those? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You wouldn't want a rat, Riggins?
No, spiders definitely preferable over a snake and a rat.
What about a scorpion?
Yeah.
Or a damn far-breathing dragon?
What you got there?
Take the dragon.
Dragon?
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
If you want to feel old, I don't know, maybe this won't make you feel old, but maybe it will. Paris Hilton is, what is she, Riggins, 41 or 42?
44.
44. She's 44 now. And she was on some podcast or something talking about the procedures that she has had done to keep her looking so young and vibrant. All right, Lindsay, are you paying attention? Because I think you may have something to say about this. Okay, here we go.
I feel really proud that I'm all natural. I've stayed out of the sun. I've never done any Botox, injectables, no surgery, nothing.
What?
And my mom told me, like, when I was 8 years old, Paris, stay out of the sun. And then she taught me this amazing, like, 10-step skincare routine. So I've literally been doing that since I'm 8.
Nothing. Not a stitch of work.
You believe that, Lindsay?
It's hard to believe, but I do believe it. If she says it, I mean, I believe it. But I have seen photos of her on yachts and in the sun without hats. So I don't know if I believe that part.
Yeah,
maybe she's been in the sun.
Maybe she considers a really heavy sunscreen as not being in the sun.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe she does. Yeah. The thing I have a problem with is one of the things I don't understand about little Miss Brittany. Why do these adult women want to sound like little girls when they speak? She sounded like a seventh grader.
Yeah.
Like so, yeah, like amazing and literally, oh my God.
But that's not even her real voice. You know, she's got a very deep kind of measured voice, but it's a character she's putting on.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the words
always,
too.
Yeah.
You know, like, and literally, and you know, I don't know why you would want to sound, I get you may want to sound young, but do you want to sound like a little kid? That's creepy. It's creepy, creepy.
It's almost like someone's pinching her nose and she's talking lengthy, like breathy, you know.
My mom taught me this like amazing skin regimen.
Your mom needs to teach you how to talk. Is the
yeah.
Same thing.
That's why she'll never have a dime in this world. Amen. Paris Hilton. She's always going to be poor. Penniless.
Always broke.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Gene Hackman's house, they say, is not going to be hard to sell, even though they found evidence of rodents.
Yeah.
They have a lot of out buildings on their property that had rats in them, rat droppings. And they said that's commonly how people pick up this hantavirus that Gene Hackman's wife died from, through mouse urine or rat urine and rat droppings.
Yeah. That's why I never eat that stuff.
Is that right? So, but they don't think that's going to affect the listing of the home. It would for me, if somebody died from, you know, a rat carrying a disease carried by rats.
I mean, if you can afford that house, then you can afford to have it fumigated from one end to the other and all over the land. You could have it just completely crop dusted.
Yeah.
If you need to.
Would you be more worried about the rats or the fact that people died in the house? Which one would give you, skeeve you out more?
Rats.
The rats.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me at all to think about somebody dying in a house and then, you know, being able to get a good deal on it later.
Yeah, I know you said that before.
Unless they died because there's a murderer in the neighborhood.
Right.
Or some sort of, you know, crime spree going on in the area. Yeah. If they just died like that, you know, some sort of an illness or something, I wouldn't care. As long as they got the illness out of there.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Lindsay,
I don't believe in ghosts and all that stuff.
No, I don't either. Yeah. Which one would freak you out more, Lindsay? The fact that people died in the house or that there was a bunch of rats?
The fact that people died in the house.
Yeah.
I'd get rid of the rats and then I'd sage it to death.
Sage it.
I would sage it.
Get all the bad energy out.
Get all that bad energy out. Yeah. I don't like thinking that somebody died in the house.
I bet you've lived somewhere where somebody has died, in an apartment or some kind of rental house or something like that.
I've thought about that before.
Somebody may have died in the house that you're in now.
I've thought about that too. It's weird to think about. Actually, do I know a story? The man that built the basement, that finished the basement, I think he was a couple owners before us. His 90-year-old mother lived in the basement, I think, and she passed.
So you still hear her chains rattling at night and stuff like that?
Yeah.
She was held captive in the basement.
Sounds that way.
I've saged it since. Yeah.
But you don't even believe in all that.
Yeah, I do.
Try. You try to give her a lifeline, and she's like, no, I do.
Yeah, no, she doesn't. She's a Christian.
I know. More next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
My mom called me yesterday, and she said, how's this for Easter dinner? And she said, I'm going to make lamb chops. And I went, I've never had lamb chops before. Never had lamb. I've had a gyro before, like a gyro. Uh-huh. That's the extent of my lamb consumption. But something about lamb chops skeeves me out.
No, it's really good, but I don't want any of that mint jelly with it. That's the traditional lamb chops and mint jelly.
Mint jelly?
Yeah. I wouldn't hit a dog in the butt with that. But a lamb chop is just, I think better than a pork chop.
Does it taste like beef?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it's more on the beef side.
And I'm not weird about eating chicken off the bone or anything like that, but something about that big long bone sticking out of it and knowing that it's like a baby. It's a baby sheep,
but are you
a lamb, right? Yeah.
But you're thinking about a rack of lamb, right?
Yeah, like in the
I think lamb chops, when I've had them, they were just like small pork chops. They look like small pork chops.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, Mom.
I mean, did she say she's going to do a rack of lamb? Because that's what you're talking about.
She said she was just going to make lamb chops, but she never made those growing up. And I was like, why that? And she was like, well, I used to eat them growing up. It was one of my favorite things my mom made. And I was like, So I like gave her the shakes about it. And then so later she just texted me. She was like, how about this menu? And it was, we'll just get a bunch of food from Bojangles. And make the lamb. I don't care. But yeah, if you're asking my opinion, no, I don't want lamb chops. Never had them. I don't want them. So, and I said, you better run it by my brother first, because we don't have ham because he doesn't like ham, which is fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
But no, lamb chops. No, not at all. But here's something great. Lamb. You do like lamb?
I don't.
Yeah. There's something about it. I don't know.
But you're not scared to eat it because it's a baby. You're not creeped out by it or anything like Riggins is.
No, I just don't like the taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I veal the same way. Like it's baby cow or something. Yeah. No, it's just not for me. But here's what I want to mention really quickly. Table and Twine. You can order today your Easter brunch or dinner. TJ and Jody had it already. It's fabulous. Mm-hmm. They'll donate 10% of your order to Peyton's Promise if you order today. So all you have to do is head over to tjriggins.com/tableandtwine. Pick out your brunch or dinner and 10% goes to Peyton's Promise.
And y'all know I'm a food snob, but I wasn't expecting to like Table and Twine stuff as much as I do. It's great.
That's amazing.
It's really great. Yeah.
Yeah. So tjriggins.com/tableandtwine, Easter brunch or dinner, 10% to Peyton's Promise. Enjoy.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.